This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The American dollar, still the world's reserve currency, still strong, rising the past few years, even more after the election last Tuesday, and quite soon and quite possibly an economic headache for the Trump administration, because a strong dollar is going to make it that much harder for the new president to create all those factory jobs he promised. Dollar indexes, by the way, hit a 14-year high today. And with that, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer gets us going.
Listen to this headline. U.S. industrial production goes nowhere in October. That's from Michael Montgomery's latest manufacturing report. Montgomery is an economist at IHS Market. Why are U.S. factories hurting? The rising U.S. dollar.
And that's the primary reason that manufacturing has literally gone almost nowhere for the past 2 years.
The dollar got a boost after Donald Trump won the presidential election. Montgomery says it started rising during the Greek debt crisis. Now traders are betting that Trump's plans to increase infrastructure spending will give the economy a shot in the arm, boosting the dollar. Now, why would that be bad for manufacturers?
Things get more expensive because the dollar is stronger.
That's Harold Serkin, a partner of the Boston Consulting Group. He says U.S. products are priced in dollars, so a winemaker in France has to pony up more euros to buy an American-made tractor. U.S. manufacturers lose business. And Serkin says,
when your business is down, you really can't hire.
So all of Trump's promised manufacturing jobs will be harder to create. But wait, there's more.
Don't forget, the strong dollar doesn't just reduce exports, it increases imports.
The bearer of that bad news, Linda Lim, an economist at the University of Michigan. She says cheap imports make it hard for U.S. manufacturers to sell here, too. Remember that winemaker in France, the one buying a tractor? When he exports his wine to the U.S., he has an advantage because it's priced in his cheaper euros. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.